looking forward to, gosh, I'd love to get down to watch a game. I'd love to get down there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Girls, Aislaw, start with you first. This season has gone by really, really, really quick, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like speeding by. It's crazy to think that we've already been here for 2 months, and it's almost over. It's crazy.
Haley, has college life been like you expected it?
Yes, it's been very fun. I've enjoyed building relationships with girls from like other different sports and also our volleyball team, and so it's been really fun.
Aislinn, how about you? Has college kind of been, as expected, better than expected?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's better than expected. Like, we get along so well. My room is right next to Haley's, so we hang out all the time. It's so much fun.
A successful volleyball season, girls. And I know as freshmen, probably coming in right away, you know, probably thought, well, our playing time, we might not get a lot of playing time. They got a JV program here. But for both of you, and Haley, we'll start with you first. Finally, got some chances here as of late, didn't you?
Yes, it was exciting time. We knew, like, since one of our better hitters, Emily, she ended up tearing her ACL during a game, and coach, like, really looked towards our bench, which was full of freshmen, and we knew that we had to, like, go in there and play for Emily and take that role and do it in the best of our abilities.
Aislinn, when you got the call to get that kind of the first varsity playing time, did your stomach turn in knots? Were you ready to go?
A little bit. Like, I kind of knew it was coming because we had some girls out, but I wasn't really told until, like, right before the game. So I got super nervous, but I just knew, like, everybody trusts me. I just got to go in and play as best as I can.
For both of you, was that the College of St. Mary's game just the other day?
Yeah.
Huh? So it was. Okay, and you knocked off, Aislinn, you knocked off a 10th-ranked team on your home court. I bet that was, the crowd was into it. I bet that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was crazy. The energy in the gym was insane to even think about. Like, I don't know if any game will ever live up to that. Like, it was insane.
Now, Aislinn, you got to play a little middle. That's what you've done in the past, and you're happy with that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy that I get to play middle and I'm not getting thrown around. I know it's a little different for Haley, but she's really doing awesome with what she's doing.
Haley, playing a little bit more outside than in the past. Is that right?
Yeah. So at first, coach was like, I want you here to play outside. But now, during the College of St. Mary, she's like, I want you to compete to play right side. So now I'm playing right side. And I enjoy it more. It's like more of the middle field where I played in high school, so it's more quicker balls instead of like on the outside, which is a little bit more slower. So I've enjoyed it. It's been fun just doing whatever coach says and taking it, like making the best out of it.
Was that College of St. Mary's game, was that probably, you had a lot of wins. I think you're at 12 wins right now. Was that the biggest one of the fall season so far?
Yes, for sure.
In front of your home crowd, a ranked team like that, and I'm trying to look, are you going to meet them up? Probably no. I don't. Will you see them again sometime?
Maybe in the tournament, but not in regular season, no.
What other games? Haley, start with you first. Other you know, matchups, you know, I guess just getting a chance to play that varsity for the first time, you've had a chance to kind of sit and watch a little bit and kind of learn a little bit more, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and I'm very glad that I got to learn from the varsity players, and they're the type of people, we have great leaders who want to help us so we can get better and reach our goals and, like, excel on the varsity court.
Aislinn, same with you. I'm sure you got some dynamite blockers, middle blockers, that are some older kids that you've kind of learned from, haven't you?
For sure. Sydney Mullen, she's from Maxwell. I remember her in high school, and she was so good, and now I get to look up to her on the court, and it's awesome to watch and learn from everything that she does.
Isn't it kind of cool that, and you're both from small town Nebraska, that there are some other girls also from kind of small towns, maybe Nebraska or some other states? It's not all the big city kids, huh?
Yeah, it's really great to look up to, I think.
Now, Haley, you've got some big matchups coming up. You've got one on Wednesday night. It's your Dig Pink night and Midland University coming to town.
Yes, Midland is a very tough team. We played them once, but they're very beatable. College of St. Mary beat them, Doan beat them, and so even though they're ranked number one in the nation, like our GPAC, our conference is very very competitive, and we know that any GPAC school can be any GPAC school just because of how competitive our conference is.
And Haley, I'm trying to think. Lauren Samuelson, former Southern Valley grad, is on that roster. Did you ever hook up, either one of you ever hook up and play her, I'm sure, back in high school days, didn't you?
I remember seeing her at a few, like, tournaments, but I don't think we ever got the chance to play her.
No, I don't think we have.
I wasn't for sure not, but she had some dynamite years in Southern Valley. But I'm sure Dick Pink and everything, you're busting out the pink uniforms for this?
I don't know if we are, Coach doesn't tell us, but definitely some cool pink out shirts, and yeah, it's going to be super fun. We're going to raise money, I think, during our game and, like, raffle off some baskets so we can, like, take the money we raised and take them to the Mary Landing Hospital for, like, their cancer research.
That'll be cool. That'll be really cool, you bet. Aislinn, what's the coach say? You're going to stay in the lineup, or you're staying in that rotation still?
So I think it'll be kind of the same, but Coach has kind of changed things throughout the year, and she's trying to sub some more of our bench players in when needed. So I think people will just get moved in and out of the game throughout the entire game.
How about you, Haley? You feel like you get some more minutes in the match on Wednesday and down the line too?
Yes, I definitely feel like Coach knows, like, our team has very good, and everyone is, like, at the same level and can compete at the same level. So, like, if Aislinn or I could go in, she would, like, know, like, she could trust us to get the job done. And Coach is that person who is, let's win, like, we want to win. And she wants those people on the floor that are willing to win and, like, work hard for it. And I feel like Aislinn and I definitely will get a lot of playing time just because of our hard work and our, like, dedication in practice and pushing the varsity players in practice.
Aislinn, I'll start with you first and go to Haley. Talk about the weight room. You had a weight room in high school, but the weight program and eating, stuff like that, I'm sure that was an experience or has been an experience, huh?
Oh, the weight room is so cool. Like, the atmosphere is crazy. Like, it's all set up completely different. Like, it's super organized. We have so much energy in the weight room. There's never a quiet moment. The music's blaring. Everybody's yelling. It's so much fun.
Haley, same with you. I know you like lifting. I'm sure you're pretty impressed by their weight room as well, aren't you?
Yes, it's crazy. Like, we have a really good weight coach who makes sure, like, she knows her body and she knows, like, each individual athlete, which is really nice because, like, some athletes, like, oh, can't do this because they have a hurt shoulder or something. But she always has a workout, like, designed for you. And her, like, the weight room's atmosphere is crazy. Like, there'll be sometimes two teams in there. But, like, it's all focused on around our team. And, like, our weight coach, Cass, she's, like, full on pedal to the metal. We're going hard. We're running. Like, we don't take breaks ever in the weight room.
Aislinn, I'll start you first. Next question. Now, when basketball season comes around, it could be a little odd not picking up a basketball and getting ready for the upcoming season?
I think it'll be a little weird, but we have some friends on the basketball court. It'll be fun to watch them and watch them have success in the season.
And sure, Haley, same with you. Playing 4 years of high school basketball, you're just kind of used to it. It's going to seem a little odd, isn't it?
Very odd. It's going to be like, oh, no, what do I do now? What do we do? But it's been very fun. We really enjoy the relationships we've built with the basketball team, and they support us very well. So it will be fun going out and supporting them and being a part kind of their team. Yeah.
Finally, classes, your studies, Aislinn, how are they going? What's your studies? And I'm sure going from high school to college is, you see the difference, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little different. We have block scheduling here at Hastings, so right now I'm taking one class, Haley's taking two. So it's a little different just having, like, a couple classes to focus on at one time. But our classes are shorter so that we can get all the classes we need in for the semester. So it's, like, one full semester of a class in 8 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever. It's a little different, but it's actually going really well, I think. Mm-hmm.
And Haley, your parents don't have to worry about your grades or anything right now, do they?
No, they don't. It's been a kind of a struggle adjusting to it just because in that block schedule, we have, like, 2 hours that we're learning, like, all this material. We have to, like, take that material and retain it, and then the next day you have to learn more. So in, like, high school, it was, like, we had all year, and now it's just in the short break. We have the full 2 hours for each class, and you have to learn it every single day. So, yeah.
So by the end of the day with classes and practice, by the time the evening rolls around, if you don't have any games or whatsoever, you're pretty tanked, aren't you?
Yes, very tanked. It's been nice. Like, Aislinn and I are roommate, like, by each other, and during the night, sometimes we'll all go hang out, or we'll go hang out with some of, like, the older classmen. So it's been really fun to, like, build those relationships when we don't have games or something like that.